starting on August 12th. And Ross has been doing some nice singing for us. Do you want to do some more nice singing, Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, do the happy birthday to Ernie part. You can't remember it? You're a little twinkle star.
No, I am pumpkin.
You're a pumpkin. You know he's a pumpkin?
Pumpkin on pie. Pumpkin.
Is there a pumpkin out there now?
Yeah.
Little Ross pumpkin?
I'm not a pumpkin.
You're my little pumpkin.
I'm a big pumpkin.
You're my little pumpkin. He's somebody's little pumpkin.
I'm a yellow pumpkin.
You're my little pumpkin.
You're a little pumpkin.
I'm a big daddy pumpkin.
You're a big daddy pumpkin?
Who calls you pumpkin, Ross?
Huh?
Who calls you pumpkin?
Grandpa did.
Grandpa did?
Yeah.
On the
Who's
phone?
Pumpkin are you?
Yeah.
Are you Grandpa's pumpkin?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Carrie?
Huh? Carrie call you pumpkin?
Yeah.
Are you Delma's pumpkin?
Uh-huh.
Mark, he's got Mark. Look at Mark, he's making a mess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nice?
Sorry, Mark. I know you're gonna scream because you can't pick it up.
Mark, he's gonna have to fall.
Mark.
He's gonna have to fall.
No, he's screaming because he couldn't pick up the mat.
Mat?
Oh, no, that's mat. Honey.
Look, just,
that's called a mat, Ross. Right? That's called a mat.
That's a mat.
Mat.
You want mat?
Yeah.
It's called the same thing, mat.
Is that a boy?
This is a Matt.
Is that Matt a boy?
I want Daddy.
Daddy's Matt? Is that Matt? Is that your friend Matt?
Yeah.
Is that your friend Matt? That's not your friend.
Yeah.
That's just a table mat. That's a table mat, Ross. A placemat. This is a placemat.
Huh?
It's a placemat.
We could sing Bumped His Head.
Let's sing Bumped His Head. It's raining,
pouring,
and he's snoring. Bumped his head on the side of the bed, and up in the morning.
Morning.
Rain, go away.
Happy birthday to
Bert. That was it. That last line is that's how he was doing it a little earlier. because he had a little
happy birthday. Fixed it.
He went up a note, see? He went up that note, see?
Mountains.
You want to go where Mommy went, to the mountains?
Yeah.
Mommy, you going to go to the mountains this weekend?
Ross did go to the mountains with me. We went to see Seth, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Up in the mountains.
Ross later said, I like to go.
You like to see Seth?
Yeah.
Maybe we can go see Seth again.
Okay.
Maybe we can go see Seth again. We should actually have them. Seth come down here. Morning, I guess the 13th. Ross said, "This says Ross," pointing to his, just pointing to his bag that he's going to take to clothes for swimming. Says, "This says Ross, and this says Mark." And then a little earlier, he said, "Incredible Hulk is green, and my brush blue." Ross, you want to go to school? Mark is... Ross? What do you say? Ross is going and Mark is going? Can you say anything? Upside down? Ross has turned his bottles upside down and said, "Upside down." And we were in the room, and I was sawing on the shutters, and Ross said, "That's very noisy, that's a lot of noise." And then later on he said, "No more lots of noise." I mean, are you not going to use that saw anymore? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, so you said, "No more lots of noise."
No,
so,
no, no.
And you meant, "No more sawing, Daddy?"
No more sawing.
Good. Or, "Daddy, you're not going to use the saw anymore?" Say that. "Daddy, you're not going to use the saw anymore." Right. Very good, Ross. Ross was wanting to put a book back up on the top of the shelf, and he said, I want to put it back. And he said, "Pause, so Marky won't get it." That's good. A lot of things get put away so Marky won't get it. She said, "Does anybody love me?" And Ross said, "Marky does." And then he had his shirt on inside out, and he said, "I got it on backwards." Actually, he meant inside out. Ross said, Mommy have, I don't know, he forgot what it was. He meant to say, "Mommy has rings." He said, "Mommy have, I don't know, rings."
Yeah, rings.
Rings, okay. And Ross, do you want me to help you with your ice cream?
No.
He said, he didn't want me to help with his ice cream. He said, "I want to use it for myself, for me. I want to use it for me."
Was he talking about the spoon?
No, he meant he wanted to give the ice cream. He wanted to get the ice cream himself. He said, "I want to use it for me."
I used it.
What?
Is it
for you? Used it?
Yeah.
He could have meant the spoon. Yeah, sure. But the idea was he wanted to use it for himself. So he said, "Use it for me."
I want tea.
You want tea?
Yeah.
I'm not having tea. That's milk. Mommy's having milk.
I want half milk.
Mommy, would you be able to get him some milk?
Hot?
Well, this is warm milk.
This is warm milk?
Is it too hot for you, Mommy? No, it's not too hot.
Yes, it is.
No, it's nice.
Hot.
It's not hot.
I'm going for me.
Okay, you're back to Mommy then.
Great.
I want yours.
I want yours.
Mommy
wants it too.
Yeah, you can
get
back to
Mommy.
You know, you definitely grew up this
week. I want yours.
You really grew up this week.
I want yours.
He has a lot more confidence.
I want yours.
But mine's all done, honey. It's all gone.
All gone?
You want more cold milk?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Cold milk.
Say, I want
more cold milk.
Okay, Ross, you finished with your ice cream?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to get you milk until you finish with your ice cream.
I want more cookies.
No more cookies until you finish with your ice cream. Finish your ice cream first.
No.
Okay, that's it.
I'm finished. I want cookies.
You finished with the ice cream?
Yeah.
my speed?
No.
You didn't eat very much. You want a little more?
No.
Boy, he sure did great.
So what do you want to say to the boy?
Talk.
You say, I want to talk a boy's name. We were listening.
I want to talk a boy's name. I did that.
Okay, now you ready to go to bed?
No. And what do you mean that? Reaching for the microphone to see if he said anything about it. Is that it, Marky? No more sounds? Is that all you're gonna do now? Come on.
Come
on. More. Mark is crying. crawling and standing up. And
Ross to say, you button your lip. Ross, say you button your lip. You say it, Ross. Say it. Ross, say it. Anyway, he also says, I want to see that, and I want to have that, and I want to get that, and I want to see it, and I want to have it, and I want to get it. Oh, this afternoon he said to Mary, Jesus, you're terrible. What are you doing, Ross? Shirt's not for girls, but I like it. And then he said, but kids like it. And so that's the first but I've heard. Causal conjunction, right?
Yeah.
Very nice. So tell me about that shirt.
Right here.
Is that for girls?
Spider-Man.
Is that shirt for girls, honey?
No. It's for me?
It's for boys?
No. Yeah.
Up there, and I hadn't asked him to go to bed. He said, I don't want to go to bed, just announcing that he had no intentions of going to bed. Okay, Ross said, I can't put my arms here, right? He
couldn't get his arms outside of his sweater, and they said, you have to get your shoes so Tiger won't get you. Right?
Shirt, and I got a little one shirt, and then he said, that's my little shirt.
So he seems to use little and a big one shirt both sort of alternatively. Is that right, Russ?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Russ?
Spider-Man!
That's your Spider-Man shirt?
Yeah. He's going to get the man.
He's going to get the man?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so what happened? Humpty Dumpty?
Here, you tell the table foot, Russ, about Humpty Dumpty.
All kings, men, all kings, horses, Humpty Dumpty, and together.
Okay, and what happened on the wall? Humpty Dumpty sat
on the wall.
And then?
And
Humpty Dumpty.
Have a great wall.
Had a great fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then?
And it was king horses, one king's man's cat put Humpty Dumpty back together.
Again?
No.
No. He says back together, no. And he shakes his head and he knows. No. Poor Humpty. Poor Humpty. Are you sad?
Yeah.
Is Humpty sad? Thank you, tape recorder. We're going to say goodbye now for a second. Russ came in bed and said, here I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go in there. And then he said, Marty is my best friend. And I said, Mommy's my best friend.